proponents of Senate Bill 106.
Too late.
An act to revise restrictions of transfers of bond redemption funds. Proponents of Senate Bill 106, Senator Schoenbeck.
Tough crowd. Thank you, members of the committee. Senator Lee Schoenbeck, Watertown District 5. I've never been before this committee on a public education bill, so I'm it's kind of, and I've never had these people that are testifying for this bill on my side before. So I like this bill.
There's a first for everything, Senator Schoenbeck.
Yes. Well, then I'll be quick. This has to do with the fact that bond receipts and bond payments from the fund don't match up perfectly. At the end of the period when you make the last payment, there's some money left over. The statute provides that you can transfer that. The issue that has come up is an attorney general's opinion that was issued in 1986 that leaves the business managers with the concern that they can only put it into the general fund, and they would like the flexibility. In fact, it would actually seem logical that it would be more likely to go to the capital outlay fund since it was bond money. But anyway, they want the flexibility to be put it to be able to put it in either. And so this removes the uncertainty caused by the old attorney general's opinion. And I'd encourage you to support the bill.
Thank you, Senator Schoenbeck. Further proponents of 106, further proponents.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, Christy Jansen representing the School Administrators Association. This is one of the education issues that was brought before our delegate assembly in November and received unanimous support from all those present. And one of the groups that really was forwarding this bill are the school business officials. And we believe that it just gives more local control, it gives more flexibility in how they use these monies, and we would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. Further proponents of Senate Bill 106. Further proponents.
Hank Custer's with Associated School Boards, and the local control issue prevails. We would support this bill.
Thank you, Hank. Further proponents of 106. Further proponents. Are there opponents of 106? Any committee questions?
Sure.
Senator Bogue.
Sure, if I could, question for Senator Schoenbeck.
Absolutely, Senator Bogue. To the mic, Mr. President Pro Tem.
No, really? Yes.
We wanted to make it memorable for you.
Yes, thank you. How do you spell Broderick?
Mr. Chair, if I
yes, could, Senator Bogue.
Thank you. Senator Schoenbeck, I'm just curious, if you look at line 9 of the bill, exactly which fund are you going to allow the business managers to transfer that money to?
Either the general fund or the capital outlay fund.
Does the city of Pierre have a capital outlay fund? Because if you look at the spelling, I think...
I don't do math, and I don't do phonics, and...
Just curious. I mean,
I don't know if you know, but the capital renovation isn't entirely done yet. We may address that by way of an amendment.
For the thank you, Senator Bogue. Senator Schoenbeck, the chair would just, for the record, note that I was the one that found it and let Senator Bogue go after you. We will make a technical amendment for the audience. Capital is misspelled. Unfortunately, we have no child left behind. And we will start school. Yeah, well, we'll start school whenever we want to, and we'll invite past graduates to come back in for some advanced spelling lessons. Okay, further proponents of 106. Seeing none, are there any opponents to 106? Seeing none, we'll close the testimony to Senate Bill 106 for committee discussion and our action. Do I need to? Okay, Senator Bogue. Yes, please. Need a formal amendment.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chair, then I would move that we amend line 9 of the bill to appropriately put the right spelling of capital in.
Is there a second to the Bogue motion to replace the O with an A? Second by Senator Duenwald, discussion on the Bogue motion to amend. Seeing that, all is in favor of the Bogue motion to amend will say aye.
Aye.
All is opposed, nay. And Senate Bill 106, it could have been consent. Jeez, it could have gone. Senate Bill 106 is amended. Senator Bogue.
Do pass motion on Senate Bill.
Senator Bogue moves Senate Bill 106 go out, do pass as amended, seconded by Senator Koistra. Discussion on that motion. Seeing that all is in favor. All those in favor of the do pass motion as amended will say aye. All those opposed, nay. And the secretary call the roll.
Senators Dunwald.
Aye.
Knutson. Koistra.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Six yeas, one excuse.
Senate Bill 106 goes to the floor. Do pass as amended.